Welcome to Whose Or Is This with Anthony Waite, a show designed to help leaders and high achievers increase their influence and impact by becoming intentional with how they show up in the world. If the wind does not favor, take to the oars. Here is your host, Anthony Waite.
Welcome to the show. Good to have you back. Anthony Waite here. And one of the questions that I am always asked is about this belief system. You know, many people always ask, well, how do you change a belief system? And the answer is simple. Your belief drives your behavior. In order to build belief, you must first build proof. You know, anytime that you ever set out to go do something new, you have a lack of confidence because you've never done it before. You've never seen it before. Maybe it's a good idea, or maybe it's an inspiration. It's a desire that you want, right? And if you've never seen it before, chances are it's unfamiliar. And one of our biggest fears is the fear of the unknown. So how do we build this belief system? I want to share with you a little bit of something today that will help you with your belief, because here's the thing. Most people will say, well, I got to see it to believe it. I would have you consider that you must first believe it way before you see it. You know, when I joined the military, I had to believe that it was possible for me to become a commissioned officer before I went from enlisted to officer, before I was able to have the marriage I have now with two beautiful boys and the life that I get to live. I had to first believe that I was worthy of that before I could speak on stages in front of thousands of people and do this podcast and help people all around the world. I had to believe that I was valuable enough. So wherever you are right now, and wherever maybe you're struggling or you're thinking, I want to start something new, I want you to think about this. Are you waiting to see it before you believe it? Or are you looking to believe it and believe in it and believe in you so that you can one day see it? You know, your belief drives behavior, as I said before, right? Many people today, unfortunately, act according to their past, not their potential. You see, when we're not aware of the things that are limiting us, the behaviors, the habits, the mindset, what we do is we literally will live our life on repeat. We'll find ourselves in the same situations, the same relationships, the same circumstances, and we sit back and take on the victim mentality that says, why does this always happen to me? Or life is not fair. Chances are, you probably know somebody who's doing this right now. Family member, friend. And it's not because they choose to. It's because they lack awareness of what's possible. You see, our belief systems are created at an early age. You know, psychology shows that before the age of 12, we are given our belief system based on our environment and based on our parents, based on, you know, who we surround ourselves with or who we are around as a kid. And what we do is we take on that identity to blend in to this kind of groupthink or, you know, this herd mentality. And when we do this and we're around people who, you know, maybe haven't done too much with themselves, or they are content with this game called life. Or if you were like me, you know, my dad, you know, he was addicted to drugs, very abusive to my mother. And I grew up in this environment, right? And I saw my mom really struggle for most of my life. I took on that as, well, that's the hand I was dealt. That's just the way it is. And I guess that's my fate. And the chances are for you, you know, if you allow this belief system that you are handed by society or by your friends or by your family, if you allow it to run rampant in your brain, it won't affect you right now. But as you get older, as you go out to go get that college degree, as you go out to find a good partner and create a family and create a life, when you go to get that promotion at work so you can generate some wealth, it will come back and bite you. It will come back and it will haunt you. And it usually comes when we least expect it. It's when we're going out for something bigger than our current situation, our current circumstance. Because where you are in life right now is a product of your belief system. It's a product of your thinking. It's a product of your self-image and how you see yourself. So in order to change your circumstances, in order to change your situation, you got to first change the way you see yourself, your worth, your image, your value. And then there's a lead and lag time. So once you start shifting your mindset and start looking at yourself and your situation and the vision of your future instead of your past, you set in motion the habits, the desire, the discipline to co-create that. And it might not happen overnight, but it will happen over time. And so the reason, you know, we have flawed beliefs is that, again, there's no proof. You see, we have to build proof by taking action every single day. Most people, they will, you know, start a diet and stick with it for maybe a week. And then they see no results, right? They see no results. Remember, you have to believe it before you see it. So if I believe that I can lose 20 pounds and that I can get in great shape, that I can be like I once was. And everybody always says, you know, back in my day, I remember when I used to have a six pack or when I used to have the bikini body. Again, that's your past. We're looking to the future. And most people, they'll go out and try to start the business and they don't see the money coming in. They don't see the impact or influence right away. So therefore, they believe that it's just not for them. And so, you know, I'm training for an Ironman, as many of you know. And when I started, man, I sucked. I mean, running, you know, 5 miles, biking 30 miles, that was no way. Because I was so, you know, I was in the gym working out. I was heavy. I wasn't eating properly. I wasn't, you know, following a routine or a program. And to be honest with you, I've never run an Ironman before. So I didn't believe that it was even possible. So when I started, if I would have waited till I saw results, I would never believe that it was possible. Therefore, my behavior would not have been get back on the bike, get back on the road and run, get in the pool and swim. You know, when I was swimming, I can only make it maybe half the length of the water of the pool before I had to get up out of the water to take a breath because my timing was off, my breathing was off. And there were days where I wanted to quit and give up because I didn't see the results. I didn't see the fruit of my labor. And then I pushed through that kind of pain of progress. And now I'm in a good rhythm. Now my belief is starting to be solid and maybe I can do this. And it's because I built proof every single day. I'm still going. And so you have to make sure that you are building proof every single day, regardless of how you feel. That's really the essence of discipline. Giving yourself a command and following through regardless of how you feel. Okay. It doesn't matter if it's raining outside and you said you're going to go run. Now go run. It doesn't matter if the pool is, you know, 70 degrees, 60 degrees, it's cold. Get in there and swim. You said you were going to do it. And you see, but many people are too busy. You know, when we're talking about proof, building proof for ourselves, the problem with many, and this is something I dealt with too, instead of proving it to yourself, most people are too busy trying to prove to others that they're worthy, to prove to others to seek validation. Never seek external solutions for an internal problem. And don't be so busy trying to prove other people or prove to other people that you're good enough. Prove to yourself. Nobody else will be proud of you more than you are proud of you. Nobody can ever love you more than you love yourself. Nobody will ever respect you more than you respect yourself. You can't get what you don't have. And so I want you to think about this. Remember that beliefs are sticking points. Okay. If they drive our behavior and we don't have proof and we lack belief, we'll never take action. And so beliefs are sticking points that most of us have at some point in our life. And they were given to us at an early age. And maybe they served us at some point, but they don't serve you in your current season of life. Once you become aware of that, we must either break them or build them in order to create this new way of thinking. You need to break those old patterns and build the new ones, but never bend them, never compromise, right? So break them, build them, but never bend them. Because when we bend our beliefs, what we're doing is we're compromising and we're saying, well, you know what? I don't like this belief. It's not serving me, but I'll put it in the back just in case I need it for a rainy day. And then you know when that negative belief comes up? Whenever you're going to do something that you said you were going to do and you don't feel like it. Oh, but Anthony, you know, you were going to go run 10 miles today, but it looks like it's going to rain, dude. No. It's either serves you or it stops you. There's no in between. And so you have to understand that, does this belief serve me or does it stop me? And if it stops me, then I got to get rid of it. I got to break it. And you do that by taking action every single day, building the proof. Number two, your beliefs are handed down at a young age. They are given to you, to you by society, by your family, by your friends, by your upbringing. And failure to recognize this will allow you to live a life by default rather than by design. I want you to think about this. What is the life that you want to live? The clear vision of what it is that you one day want. Design it in your brain because you have to believe it before you can see it. Everything is created twice, first as a thought, as an idea, and then in the physical in manifestation by taking action. Now, this doesn't mean you're sitting around, humming and chanting mantras and praying all day. It means that you're taking action. Manifestation is not wishing, wanting, and hoping. It's taking action and getting the job done. And you might fall short. You will fall short, and that's okay. Remember, failure is not final until you quit. Okay. And the last point, you must create a vision for what you want your life to look like. You want to get a vision that's emotionally attached to your senses, right? What does it feel like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? What does it sound like? And when you get really attached to this vision of what you're creating, then you set these goals. You reverse engineer it, right? The vision of my future is here. There's there. I'm here. And my goals are going to reverse engineer it back to what I need to be doing every single day. In Elite 360 Academy, we break them down from quarterly goals, which are 90-day goals, monthly checkpoints, weekly targets, and then daily tactics, so that every single day you're taking action that moves the needle forward in your life, leadership, and your business. And so you have to break it down to building proof daily, not just in a day, but daily. Okay. Now, I want you to think about this. Take inventory today. Take inventory on the beliefs that are stopping you. The beliefs of not being good enough, the beliefs of not being worthy or deserving, the belief that you can't change your situation, that you are a victim and stuck in your circumstances. Write them all down. Don't just think it, you got to ink it. Put it down on paper so you can visibly see them. And then ask yourself this simple question: is it true? Is it true that I don't deserve the marriage that I want? Is it true that I don't deserve that position or that job or that promotion? Is it true that I'm not good enough to add value to people's lives and serve people at a greater level? Is it true that my mistakes from the past have to predict my future? Is it true? And I'll tell you from experience, as a living example, none of that is true. But we're made to believe that. Society makes us believe that. People make us believe that. They remind us of who we were or where we came from. The only reason you need to know where you came from is to see how far you've come. Never discredit how far you've come, but don't discount how far you have yet to go. That keeps you humble, that keeps you a servant, and it keeps you a savage. You have to make sure that you are grateful, but never satisfied. That's how you continue to move forward. You keep that with a servant's heart, you will be successful. I'll see you next time.